Morning.
It's good.
I'm good here.
So my lesson this morning is about yielding not to temptation. I have a little bit here. I have a story here about a boy in the Bible who was tempted in some ways. So maybe you think temptation seems like something that would be for adults, like adults deal with temptation, but temptation is something that you children deal with every day. Something for everybody. So Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray that you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is weak." Okay, sorry about that. So right here it says, "Watch and pray. They enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." So the spirit within us, the spirit of God, is willing, but sometimes our flesh is weak. And it seems like we're tempted a lot of times when we're at a weakest point. Maybe we're tired or we're just having a bad day is when the temptations come. And then it's easier for us to yield to temptations. So for instance, like, your mom or dad might tell you to go do a job, and you think it's a really hard job. And you're like, well, I'm kind of tired right now. So right at that point, you can either talk back to your parents and complain and yield to the temptation. Or then you can simply obey and yield to God's voice. So I have a story here, a story about Samuel. And I'm going to read this story, and I want to tell you in which way Samuel was tempted in this story. So I'm just going to read it here. "And it came to pass, when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim, and he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here I am, here am I.' And he ran to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou callest me.' And he said, 'I called not, lay down again.' And he went and laid down. And the Lord called again, 'Samuel.' And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And he answered, 'I called not, my son, lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So do you all know any way he could have been tempted to do something wrongly or to be disobedient in that story? I think sometimes it'd be a temptation for us, like, just like, oh, it's late tonight, and just lay in bed. And, like, if somebody called us three times and we went and it wasn't the right person, like, we would just want to lay in bed for sure. We wouldn't want to get out. But I think that was a big temptation, but he didn't yield to that temptation. He listened to the voice. I'm going to say sometimes I get up in the morning, my alarm goes off, and there's a temptation to shut the alarm off and go back to bed. So that's always a temptation. So I was going to have an object lesson this morning, but I forgot to bring the stuff. So one thing, yielding to temptation always has consequences, and normally it has bad consequences. And the closer we get to sin, the more we wish for it, and the harder it is to say no. So if we are faced with a temptation, faced with disobeying our parents, We just need to say we're going to be obedient and not think about it, because the more we think about it, the harder it is to say no to it. So a few more verses here are James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. James 1:14 and 15. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Numbers 32:23. But if you will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. So, I was thinking in, I think it's 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, there will no temptation, but with a temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And it says, no temptation is going to come to us that God does not make a way to escape. So all the little things we deal with, if we are tempted to be angry with our brothers and sisters, if we're tempted to disobey, God always makes a way of escape for that. And if we do it God's way, we will be blessed. Here are some things we are tempted with sometimes. We can be tempted to lie or cover up when we disobeyed. And disobedience is wrong, and then lying makes it even worse. It says we could be tempted to look at another person's paper for the answer. If we're doing school, and we could be tempted to cheat, and that's wrong as well. And you could be tempted to take a cookie when mom's not watching. She said supper's almost ready, but like you're really tempted, so you just go ahead and do it, and that's wrong. So we could also be tempted to show off or brag and stuff like that. So, but yeah, as this verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13 said, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. But with every temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And he's going to make a way to escape every temptation. And the object lesson that I was going to do, our temptations can be like a trap, like a mouse trap. And the bait is like a lot of things we would like to do, a lot of things we are tempted to do. But the devil tempts us, and the temptation looks good. But once we yield to that temptation, we're caught in the devil's trap. And we need God's help to become free. So, yeah, I feel like I was kind of short and maybe a little scattered, but I think that is all I have. So I will pray yet, and then you all can go back to your seat. So let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon and thank you for the day you've given us. So thank you for the beautiful weather outside and the sunshine. And I just pray for these little children. Just pray that you would help them to not yield to all the temptations that the devil brings their way, and just help them to yield to your will and your way in life. So I pray for all the rest of us here in the service. I pray that you would allow the word to be planted deep into our hearts. So I thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.